Hey everyone, welcome to this next episode of Beyond the Sermon. Greg Vanderloo here, and I am joined today with Tim Kerr. You are a wonderful part of our staff. We appreciate you so much. But today on our episode, we have a really unique opportunity to talk about grandparenting. As the Lord builds the house, it leads to lives of blessing. So we've been talking in our series in our church about singleness. We've talked about marriage and parenting, and we wanted to take a few moments today just to talk about what does wisdom, what does the gospel and discipleship look like for those in our church, which there are many of, who hold the role of grandparents. Mm. Maybe to begin today, Tim, I'd love for us to just think about what does the Bible have to say about grandparenting. This isn't just an arbitrary concept that we're thinking of, we want to talk about today, because the Bible does say a lot of things about grandparenting. And in particular today, we want to help maybe some of our grandparents that are tuning into this to be able to think through what does grandparenting look like for them in this season of life. So let's just start a little bit about what the Bible says about grandparenting.
Yeah, it's a great question, Greg, because I think a lot of grandparents don't think that grandparenting and roles in the lives of their grandchildren spiritually is even talked about in Scripture. Mm-hmm. And it actually is. An example of this would be Psalm 71:18. Even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Another example of this would be Deuteronomy 4:9, one of the great verses on this. It says, only take care to keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Now listen to this. Make them known to your children. Yeah. We know about that part. Make them known to your children and your children's children. And then I would add one verse that's kind of related, and that is a good man, verse we've talked about Proverbs a lot, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And inheritances are not just financial. They're also spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really helpful. One of the Psalms that I love is Psalm 78.
Mm. And yes.
Spent a number of years in children's ministry within the church context. And the reason why I think that's so special, not only in my life, but for many people and within the church context, is because there is an instruction that happens. Mm. You know, you mentioned Deuteronomy chapter 6, but there's an instruction that is happening in this generation, and then so that the future generations, even plural, would set their hope in God. And so, you know, some of the verses that you've mentioned here, it's important for grandparents in our church and in those around us in our lives to think through what does it look like to pass on. You know, maybe we'd use the word legacy, or we'd use what does it look like, you know, as Paul talks about Timothy and the passing on to other men also in some of the spiritual disciplines. Now, that's a helpful thing to think through, and maybe we just aren't always as intentional as we should be, because there's such a wonderful ministry opportunity that we can look at. And so that's what we want to talk about today. Now, before we get into the practical side of grandparenting, and even just for you and Joanne, what that looks like for you guys, love to hear a little bit about your role and season in your life with grandkids right now. But let's talk about the transition into grandparenting for you guys. Was that something that caught you by surprise? I know a lot of grandparents, they'll say things like, oh, parenting was wonderful, but grandparenting is unmatched compared to anything we've experienced before. But when you enter into grandparenting, that season, any advice or practical thoughts for people in our church who maybe think, okay, here's some things I want to think about that season before I enter into it, or as I'm entering into it, as my kids are about to have a child, something that I should be thinking about that could be really helpful for them?
Yeah. I think grandparenting, as you've said, grandparenting is way better than they tell you. Nice. Okay, it is. I've never had so much fun in my life. Hmm. It's an absolute blast. It is different from parenting. I'd say one thing you have to, as you're getting into this, you have to have a relationship with your kids and kind of work out with them what your relationship with the grandkids will be when it comes to spiritual input.
Okay.
An illustration that I've used in the past, Greg, is this. There's gospel truth and then there's gospel culture. Okay. So I say that gospel truth is like the bread in the oven. Mm. It's really what you want to eat. But gospel culture is like the smell of the bread. It makes you want to have the bread. So you want to, you're going to be able to do two things. If your kids are open to you having quite intensive investment, as it were, in your grandkids, then you can get right into the gospel truth itself. You can teach the Bible and do all kinds of things. I've got all kinds of ideas on that if we get into it. But then sometimes the children are maybe not at the right place spiritually. They're not open to that. Then you go into gospel culture. Then you go into the smell of the bread. And that would be kindness and care and showing attentiveness and encouragement, specific encouragement to your kids, and playing with them and laughing with them and having fun and letting them be attracted to everything that you're all about. That they want to know what made Pappy and Nana tick, that they seem to like life so much and they loved us so much. So those would be kind of two ways of preparing, figuring out what your kids want you to do, and that sometimes takes time to figure out. Mm-hmm. And then for sure you're gonna do at least the gospel culture side, the atmospheric side, and then you're also sometimes gonna be given the option to actually speak directly into their lives. And that's when that happens, then wow, you got some wonderful opportunities before you.
Yeah. I think you just let the cat out of the bag, but what do your grandkids call you guys?
Pappy for me and Nana for Joanne.
Is that something that you guys decided before you had grandkids, or did your kids want to have those names or did your grandkids choose those names? How'd that happen?
Yeah. They asked me what I'd like to be called, and I said, I don't know, Pappy. Nice. That was it.
That's right. Till death do us part.
That's
right. That's what they call you. Yeah. That's neat. And that could even just be a practical thing too, as you are preparing for that season of grandparenting, just to say, hey, what do we want our grandkids to call us?
Right.
And so I think what you've been saying though is that there's an intentionality to think through what does our influence into our grandkids and even our kids look like. And that is going to be nuanced depending on the relationship you have with your children.
Right. Yes.
If they're saved, if they're not saved, how much do they want you into their lives?
Right.
Maybe they can consider you more of a peripheral grandparent, where they're leading primarily, obviously, as scripture would instruct them to also. Yeah. But that's helpful to think through that and just to navigate, what is our influence look like?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the season you enter into grandparenting. Maybe you want to share, you guys have grandkids. How many do you have?
Right now we've got 9 grandchildren. Wow. And we had 9 grandkids in 6 years. The oldest is a boy and the rest are all girls.
Wow.
So we got 9 granddaughters. It's 8 granddaughters.
Yeah. So that's a wonderful season of life. Yeah. And obviously you guys have, by God's grace, two wonderful opportunities to speak into your kids. And, we've talked a little bit of this before too, your roles to see them and visit them and be in their lives. But let's talk practically now a little bit about what does that season look like as grandparents? What does it look like to be able to maybe steward that season well?
Right.
I think that's a helpful word. The Bible talks a lot about stewardship for all of us in our lives. But what advice would you have for grandparents in that season about how they would steward their grandparenting well?
Okay. I think the most important thing that grandparents can do is pray for their grandchildren. And one of the things about being at this stage of life is our children are grown up and they're not underfoot and they're not as distracted perhaps. So Joanne and I, for many years now, have had the practice of after breakfast. Actually, we have breakfast together, and then we read the Word of God together, and then we pray for our family, our immediate family, and our grandkids by name. And when things are coming up in their life, we pray into those issues. We're praying for conviction of sin. We're praying for understanding the gospel. We're praying that they would obey their parents. We see some of the attitudinal or fear issues or all these things. We're praying about that. So I would say the number one thing, the foundation, kind of the behind the scenes thing you want to start up is this regular, if possible, daily prayer for your grandkids. And that kind of is the foundation of everything else that's visible.
That's such a wonderful testimony even to just the idea of ministry in the church too, that so many of our grandparents currently, but just elderly who have been through seasons, the ministry of prayer that they have for the local church, and but then also for their families, is such a beautiful testimony of maturity in Christ, of, of here's what we know we can do. We can cry out to the Lord to save our grandchildren and for God to move in their lives. So, you know, that's a really encouraging thing to hear from you, for you guys and your grandchildren, but also maybe a word of encouragement for other grandparents in our church. What about patterns or trends that you've seen in maybe peers in your life, or you've seen in the church, just things that we should be aware of, you know, maybe even just to give yourself the opportunity for your pastoral heart to come out here and to say, this is something that I've seen in generations, or I've seen in the last number of years, where I would want our church to know that we need to be aware of this, and maybe to call some of our grandparents to something, whether it's exhortation or encouragement, to, you know, even in light of this, here's what we hold on to, or here's how you steward well, and anything on that topic.
Well, sounds like I'm a broken record here, but I think the most grandparents that I encounter do grandparenting really well. They love their grandkids. They take care of their grandkids. They enjoy them, and that's a wonderful part of being a grandparent. I think the one thing that's often the missing dimension is often the spiritual. Like in the home, I think often that's the missing dimension in the between the mom and dad and the kids, frankly. So I think just reminding them that they have a role to play. They're not the same as the parents. They don't have the same influence as the parents, but they have a significant role to play. My grandparents, my grandfather was a pastor. They prayed every day for their family by name. And I remember when I was in a far, far, far country from God, when I was about 18, my grandmother was waking up in the night and praying earnestly that God would save me. And they had prayed for years, but she was interceding earnestly. So she had a massive role to play, and then just was such a godly woman that when I came to Christ, I often went to her. My grandfather died much before her. I went to her and asked her advice on all kinds of things, and she was a source of tremendous wisdom for me. So just that do what you do, but add that spiritual dimension. It doesn't have to be forced. Make it natural, but don't forget that you have a role to play, praying and also speaking to your grandkids in a spiritual role. You have more to say and more to give than you think you do.
Yeah, that's helpful. Maybe just to wrap up this conversation, I know there's so much we can say on grandparenting, but you know, our episode today is a bit of a mini one on grandparenting. We have so many grandparents in our church, people who dearly love their grandkids. They're significantly involved. I just want to maybe close our conversation today with just some thoughts or advice, or I know you've got some resources here that maybe you'd want to talk about. Here's some things to think about, or here's an encouragement for you, or here's a call to persevere and to endure, or ways to pray. I mean, there's a lot of different ideas there, but but just some final advice or counsel for the grandparents in our church and how to really steward this season well.
Yeah, great question, Greg. I asked my wife about this, knowing that I was going to be doing this with you today, and she mentioned, you know, just the importance of books, learning age-appropriate books that teach our grandchildren about virtue. Might not be the gospel yet, just virtuous living, wise living, and certainly gospel, Bible books, gifting them good books carefully, in a way that would be accepted by our kids, wherever, depending on where they are at spiritually. It can be a wonderful way of influencing our grandkids. It's the kind of thing that they read, and they can have read to them in the early years. They read them. I mean, our kids reference books that they read as kids, even to this day, and they're in their mid-30s. So I would say that'd be one practical way of just making a significant deposit into their life, even when you're not there, something is continues to give to them. I recognize there's many other ways, but of course, if you know me, I'm gonna mention something about books. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to even to think about your home, right? To fill your home with some books when your grandkids come over.
Yep.
They have books that they can read. You can read
absolutely.
Them, you know, for bedtime or give them at gifts, Christmas time, give them for gifts, birthdays.
Yes.
And I think too, like even practically, you know, we have a bookstore in our church that we love to be able to resource and supply for families and for parents on these different topics. Certainly, you know, get in contact with your leaders and Hope Kids and Hope Youth or Hope 20s, whatever season of life they're in, if you're a grandparent for all those different seasons. Because there's so much to learn from books, and I think that's a wonderful and practical way for grandparents to steward that season and just a resource with good thoughts and disciple their kids. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here.
Thanks
for the opportunity.
Thanks for your example of discipleship. And you know, as I said earlier, there's many grandparents in our church just dearly love their grandchildren, and it's such a wonderful season. So I hear, I'm not there right now, but hearing from you too,
it's a blast.
It's even better than you thought it was going to be, and lots of fun. So it's helpful to hear your thoughts on this topic as well. Just for those of you tuning in, hopefully this conversation has helped you even just think about God's word and applying your grandparenting to the season of life. I mean, God's word does speak to grandparenting, particularly how you might steward the season as well. So we're hopeful that Beyond the Sermon today has been a helpful resource for you to think on this topic. And until our next episode, know that you are loved.